Well, hello everybody. This is Empress Gina, and I have a little story to tell you. This story was written for me by Asia, one of our regulars in the Cock Control Forum. Thank you very much, Asia. The name of this story is called The Biker. Are you all right? No, don't try to get up. That was a nasty spill you took. I'm worried you might have a concussion. You weren't even wearing a helmet. Can you tell me what your name is? Good, good. I was worried that you might have had a concussion. My name is Miss Gina. What happened to you? All I know is as I came around the corner on the bike path and I saw you veer off right into the woods. Did you have a mechanical problem? Or hit a rock? You got distracted. Did the sun get in your eyes? How come you're blushing? Oh, I see now. I diverted your attention. Well, I've stopped traffic before. I think this might be the first time to my knowledge that I've actually caused an accident, though. And from the way your eyes are fixated on my long legs, I'm guessing you're a leg man. The good news is, judging from your bulge in your tight bicycle shorts, you didn't rupture any veins. It's quite evident that your blood flow is uninterrupted. Well, at least to some parts of your body. Now don't try to move yet. I'm going to try to ascertain if you have any broken bones by running my hands up and down your legs. Well, I can't feel any bones protruding. But I can certainly see one. But we really should get you to a hospital and get you cleaned up and checked out. Your legs are very scratched up, as are your shorts. And I don't want to alarm you, but you seem to be bleeding. What's that? You don't want to go to a hospital? There's no need to be stoic with me, boy. I know it hurts and that you're in pain. I can see the tears welling up in the corner of your eyes. Let it out. No need to be ashamed. You are certainly not the first boy I have seen cry. Matter of fact, I have made quite a few boys cry. And to be quite honest, I love to see a boy cry. There is something quite gratifying to me to see the unabashed surrender of a boy's ego. Somehow, it reminds me of that new car smell. The total giving of a boy's heart and soul. His very self. His complete submission. It's quite euphoric. You know, you're looking quite pale and you're trembling. Should I tell you what I really like? I just love ripping a new boy's compliance from him. Taking from a boy what I want before he even realizes it's what he wants also. I'm getting a little worried about you, boy. I think I should take your pulse. I will just slide my hand down and grasp the front of your shorts firmly. I can see you really like that. But I was right. Your pulse is very erratic. You know, staring at my legs that way, you're being very disrespectful. And I think it's time to teach you a lesson, boy. I'm going to give you a very close look at my legs, but not in the way you were hoping for. I'm going to use your hard shaft as a handle and pull you over my lap. How's that? Now do you have a good view of my luscious legs? I'm going to tug down your shorts, exposing that lily-white ass. Stop your wiggling, boy. You're not going anywhere. I've got your handle firmly in my hand. Your ass will not be white when I'm done with you. And I'm going to redden it in full view of anyone on the bike path that cares to look. The only way I will stop is if you can convince me that you are my property now. You better beg, good boy, and count the smacks out loud. Make me believe that you are sincere. You better count louder than that. Stop your whimpering and tell me what I want to hear. Good boy. Look in my eyes and tell me again that you belong to me. I think you'll be very easy to train. You know, it's very funny. You have a look of relief in your eyes. I guess you're just starting to realize that you've always wanted to be owned and trained. You are just starting to admit to yourself how liberating it is to give up complete control to a strong, dominant woman. Come along, boy. Time to begin your education. This is Empress Gina, and if you'd like to be educated, give me a call. 800-356-6169.